Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Israel Ellis. He's the author of Moving Through Walls and the CEO of Advance Pro Tech. Israel, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks very much, Chris.
So I'm a very visual guy, and whenever I look at a LinkedIn profile, things just pop out, whether it's a photo, a title, a name. And in your case, the name of your book is very, very compelling, and it just sounds cool. And the photo you have is of, a unicycle. So your book is called Moving Through Walls, and you have this very, very, very cool picture of a unicycle, both on your cover design, but also off outside next to your cover. So tell us about this unicycle. I'm just curious about why it chose that symbol and photo.
Sure. That's a great question. Normally I tell you have to read the book, but saving you that time and investment, I'll tell you a big part of moving through walls is that I find myself always balancing on my unicycle, multitasking, spinning all my plates. Years ago, I was with my kids when they were much younger, and I was in Boston, and I was in the main tourist market over there. And I was standing there with my kids, and we were watching a street performer on a unicycle. And I was watching him balancing all these plates, and I recognized that, wow, this guy's got to keep everything in timing. Balance is everything, multitasking, and all while balancing on a single wheel. And it just sort of occurred to me by looking at this guy that if I had to illustrate how I feel about my life and who I am, I said, that's exactly me. I'm a guy balancing on a unicycle all day long.
That's a great analogy. So tell us some of the things that you have to do during the day, because most of our listeners are entrepreneurs, executives, but for you, everyone has a different perspective, right? So for you, when you talk about balancing, what are some of the things that you find most challenging to balance? Because again, if you stop, then maybe you fall. So in your case, what do you find are some of the more challenging aspects of being an entrepreneur?
Sure. I wouldn't say if you stop and fall, but I would say that if you lose your end game goal of your vision, and you get distracted by things like ego or greed, then you're definitely going to pause. And when you pause, you're going to lose your balance. And the idea is, well, how do we recover that balance? Chris, I'm an entrepreneur, and I generally have what I call a lot of sticks in the fire. Sticks in the fire is an important concept to me, because sometimes when you put a stick in a fire, it doesn't get on fire right away. It's got to heat up, and you know, it might be a live stick, but you've got some sticks that are going that are, you know, fiery, and you can use them for your marshmallows and things like that around the campfire. But then those sticks, you know, kind of break, or they don't satisfy that purpose. And so you grab another stick that you've had there for a while. I build businesses. I'm a startup guy. And today, for example, I'm the CEO of Advance Pro Technologies. I'm the co-founder of a company called Stay Up Blue Mountain. I'm an author. I'm involved with on the board of several charities, and would like to consider myself a budding philanthropist. And all of these things are multiple things that are going on in my life. And I find that I'm constantly triaging. So when I walk into a day, I take a look at all my indicators. I take a look at dashboards with respect to what's going on in various businesses. But there's always going to break down to opportunities and risks. And you have to be able to be on, you know, to be on key in order to triage those opportunities and risks, so you can take advantage and optimize those opportunities, and that you can mitigate your risks. And moving through walls is about the four foundational concepts that I take into my attitude, my philosophy, my thinking every day when I'm mitigating, when I'm triaging opportunities and risks.
Fascinating. One aspect of you that I admire, Israel, is your sense of self-awareness. Meaning when you talked about you're with your kid and you're out there and you saw this person on the unicycle, a lot of people would be talking to the kid or maybe they're on their phone oftentimes or being distracted by other things, but you chose to see that person on the unicycle. You chose to use this analogy. You chose to use your book as a platform to share that. So I'm curious, where do you feel you have had or got or found a sense of self-awareness? Because from that comes all this clarity.
Absolutely. And clarity, Chris, breeds confidence, and confidence gives you a sense of self-worth and a sense of, self-strength when it comes to achieving your dreams. I started out with, very, very little to form my future. I came from a very difficult home life. I talk about in the book that I was a victim of child abuse growing up. And all of these things sort of went against me. But what I did have is I had this innate drive deep within me that I wanted to succeed and I wanted to find my purpose. And a big part of doing that in everything that I do in life has a lot to do with being mindful. I call it not forgetting to chew your food. We tend to be in this type of society where it's take, take, take. And that goes with the way if you observe the way people eat, you can see the way that sometimes people just shovel that food in their mouths without recognizing that they should be so grateful for having that in front of them, that sustenance, that food, what went into preparing that food and where it came from and the markets that it was purchased in. A lot of us tend to get distracted by, it's easy to become distracted of the go, 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 and not taking enough time to kind of being able to take a step back and really appreciate the essence of what is happening in the moment and in the present. It's not a natural thing to be able to do because it's easy to get caught up. It really is a consciousness. And consciousness is very much a part about my practice and how I deal with moving through walls every single day through different, what I've come down to four foundational practices in my book.
That's phenomenal. I love the fact that you talk about the essence of the moment because that's all we have, frankly, the moment. Now, you mentioned there's four moving through the walls, but what do you think the one wall is that oftentimes we have the cycle of challenges that we go through our walls and how you present it. What is one wall that you find a lot of people having a difficulty even knowing that it's there or getting through that wall or going around that wall?
Absolutely. I think anything that attacks or challenges our inner core, our ego, our pride, things that, heat up your chest inside. And I would say that of the four foundational concepts that I've put forward, forgiveness is probably perhaps the greatest wall that is difficult for people to move through. We tend to get very caught up in the injustice that are either perpetrated against us directly or maybe as part of a community or just what we see out in the world. And when we get caught up into something, what happens is that we depreciate our creative processes because we end up taking those emotions and we block off so many things by being able to interact with people that we would prejudge or to hold back and give in to our ego or our pride when it comes to making critical business decisions. I talk in my book about sitting in a boardroom and listening and not reacting emotionally to being attacked or bullied by other people who have their own interests and their own agenda. And I've seen people destroy otherwise healthy enterprises because of family feuds or because of being challenged. I would like to think that I have banked a lot of money by being able to practice forgiveness in the moment, being able to give people benefit of the doubt, being able to recognize that anything happening against me where I feel an injustice is happening is not personal. And being able to empathize with the people in front of me who might be creating that situation. In fact, they might be creating it quite strategically. So by practicing that, I think that I've been able to move through a lot of walls when it comes to the reality of interrelationships that have to take place when you're pursuing your interests in the face of someone else's interests.
That's great advice, Israel. And I really appreciate you sharing about forgiveness. And frankly, many of us might have people have wronged us, but the person we most want to also forgive is ourselves. And sometimes we don't really even find that compassion in ourselves. So thank you for reminding us of that very, very powerful point, Israel. How can our guests connect with you and read your book?
So israelellis.com is my website, and you can order the book through Amazon at Moving Through Walls. And that's probably the best way to connect to me. There's forms and there's an email, and we have a great team behind everything that we do that can put people in touch with me.
Great. Israel, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.